Hi, I'm Dave Barnes.
And I'm John McLaughlin.
And welcome to Dadville.
Dadville is a podcast where we talk about life, love, and the pursuit of awesome dadding.
It's funny thoughts and deep talks.
So please, enjoy your time here in Dadville and enjoy this episode with...
Ben and Hillary Rector.
Yeah. Hey, Dave.
Hey, John.
I don't feel like you have a lot of energy right now.
What? I don't know.
Oh my gosh, you're shutting down. Listen, this is actually perfect timing because as you and I both know, taking care of your health, it isn't always easy, right? Yep. But it should be at least simple, right? Mm-hmm. That's why for the last few years, Dave, you know this.
What?
We both have been drinking AG1 day.
That
means every.
That's right.
For our older listeners. No exceptions, okay? It's just one scoop mixed with water once a day, every day. And it makes us feel energized, focused, and ready to take on the day.
That's right, John. And that's because each serving of AG1 delivers my daily dose, the double D, of vitamins, minerals, pre and probiotics, both of those, I know you're going to ask, and more. It's a powerful, healthy habit that's also powerfully simple.
Yep. But Dave, how do you know for sure that AG1 is a quality product?
Gosh, thank you for asking.
Yeah.
It's because with AG1, I know with AG1, I'm giving my body high quality nutrition. Every batch of AG1 goes through a rigorous testing process, so you know it's safe. And our ingredients are sourced for absorption, potency, and nutrient density.
Oh, now, okay. Yeah.
John, it's my turn.
Yeah.
What does your morning look like with AG1? Inquiring minds want to know.
I'm so glad you asked.
Okay.
I tell people without them even asking, okay? I like to drink AG1 first thing in the morning,
okay?
Which is recommended for optimal nutrient absorption.
Ooh.
Okay? I fill my little shaker with extra cold water, not just cold water. I want that extra cold. Okay? Take it to the next level. Add in one scoop of AG1, shake it up, boom. You're like, what are steps 3 through 10? No, that's it. We're done, right? That's all you got to do.
Yeah.
If I'm running short on time and I can't mix my AG1 before heading out, it's no problem. Because Athletic Greens gives me travel packs. I just grab one of those packs. Each one is an individual serving of AG1 that's easy to mix on the go, helping ensure that I get my daily nutrients no matter what.
If there's one product we had to recommend to elevate your health, it's AG1, and that's why John and I here at Dadville Industries have partnered with them for so long.
So if you want to take ownership of your health, start with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free one-year supply of vitamin D3 plus K2 and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase exclusively at drinkag1.com/dadville. That's drinkag1.com/dadville. Check it out.
Can you guys say action together? Just 3, 2, 1.
Action.
There it is. Okay. There you go. And just there, folks, you hear the dulcet tones of a combined rector.
Everyone knows.
A rector
who it is.
At the sum of its powers.
A rector set. Come on.
Yeah. Rector set. There it is.
There it
See,
is.
See, Dave, I did that so you could get Hillary's level right there.
Oh, no, that was
amazing. Broke up a little bit.
Well, and you know what that proves? That you can make her laugh.
Very sweet.
It's been great.
Very
Thanks for having
sweet.
Us, guys.
Just, you want that to be a ringer? Yeah. We are thrilled. So one of the things that we're doing here on Dadville is we're starting to have more couples on. And so one of the first couples we thought of is the Rectors.
The Rectors.
Wow. Look
and
at us.
Here.
Very kind.
Now, we kind of wanted you guys to come on just so we could get you to come back
and see
to your street. How's
Selfishly,
it feel?
Honestly,
it's very fun to be here.
It's a little sad.
I know.
It's a little sad because I'm like, this is great. I feel like I miss the street a lot. I don't miss a little bit of the chaos,
yeah.
But mm-hmm. I do miss the street. If we hadn't been so close to the chaos, I probably...
No, if we were down here on y'all's end.
Yeah, no. I know.
It's true. You guys were
it out.
On
the, thick of it.
Chaos
yeah.
end
yeah.
where like...
Yeah.
Bachelorette parties were parking,
yeah.
blocking your driveway.
Yeah. yeah.
Let's just say it, driveways.
Driveways. Must be
Which
nice.
Was necessary because of mm-hmm. all the blocking.
That's true. Yeah.
But with that new build, I literally think yeah. of y'all so much when I'm down on that end because I'm like,
oh, yeah.
If it wasn't already a good decision, it's a really yeah. good decision.
Honestly, that was part of what, not just the twins, but part of it. I was just like, whatever's going to go in there is not going to be a thing that I'm stoked to live next to.
Okay. So this begs a question. Is there anything that could have been built there that you would have walked in the front yard and been like, Hillary, you got to come see this?
If they'd built an honor bar.
Whataburger.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh. Wait, what is the thing that you said?
Think through that.
I mean, I have.
She's like, bring all the rats.
There's
cars in a line all the time. It's a bunch of cars.
I was thinking about what would have motivated me to stay. Whataburger.
I respect it.
Open 24 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You'd get to know all the employees.
Exactly.
Right. Wait, what's Honor Bar?
It's like a, there's a few of them. It's like a cool, it's not like a super hip place, but it's like a, I don't know how to describe it.
It's a just kind of classic American restaurant.
There's well, it's so, really so good. Here's the fun fact.
They're putting stuff up above him.
Yes. And one of the restaurants is the cutest thing ever. When we did spring break in San Diego 2 years ago, Sam Barnes, who is the most maybe finicky eater in the history of time, there's a restaurant there on Coronado where we stayed.
Uh-huh.
And I forget the name. Do you remember the name of it? Because I think we told y'all about them.
Carrabba's.
I do love
it's Carrabba's.
Carrabba's. No, I don't know.
It's this really cool. It's like that. It's an American. I think Justin Timberlake has a piece of, he's an owner in it or something. But it's like kind of a little upscale American food. Sam loved it. He asked to go every day. He would eat, which was a miracle, right?
Yeah.
So we find out what is going at the end of our street, but that restaurant.
What's are you called?
That's a dream.
I'll text you. I can't remember, but it's like Sam and Sam being understated. Sam, Annie, and I were. I mean, we couldn't wait to get him. Like when we picked him up, we were like, "Bud, guess what restaurant?" We told him. He's like, "No, that's cool." We're like, "No, it's Sam. Like you need to be prepared to eat there like three times a week."
Yeah. I think that. I mean, that's the kind of thing that could go in there that I would be like, "Ooh," but I don't know.
No, that's. That's too much.
Yeah. How much?
We'll
could
come
I eat
park
it?
At y'all's house and go.
Yeah, just
it.
Yeah. Head down there.
Well, we miss you guys. We miss you guys on the street.
We miss being here.
That's when people ask us if we miss. We're like, we miss the people on our block.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Y'all. That's what we're thinking about.
Yeah,
yeah. But you know, y'all may get like a letter from us, just like with a lot of signatures that are like, you know, we're willing to go.
Yeah,
in
can
to
we
help.
Petition? Can we legally get them to move back?
Maybe. Them? I mean.
Let's don't say no, guys. Okay, so let's start here. Tell us, give us the, how did y'all meet? What's the meet cute here?
Do you want to take this? You want me to?
I'm
would like for it to be a combined thing.
Yeah, this could be the whole podcast is us being like, you or me? Who knows?
Yeah.
I can go. Do you want to go?
Yeah.
So we went to the same college. Ben had a crush on my roommate. Yeah. Sometimes when we tell this story, people are like, ooh, but it's actually not that. It was just like, that's why he kind of was coming around. She was like my best friend. She's the maid of honor in our wedding. And
so she survived even after that.
Exactly. Yeah. We lived in the same dorm.
She was
it wasn't like a thing.
No, it was like everybody kind of had a crush on Kristen. It wasn't like, it wasn't like we dated and then.
Yeah, there was no dating. There was no dating.
That wasn't particular to you.
No,
she is very cute and awesome. Yeah, so we lived in the same dorm. That's how we met. And I do remember actually
guys and girls in the same dorm.
Yes, different floors.
Oh, wow.
Real progressive University of Arkansas.
That makes an interesting dating scenario. Because it's like you're literally just like pop up and there's no like cross floors. Campus.
No,
we were dating half of that year.
Yeah, okay, we started dating in January of freshman year.
Okay.
But Ben would also ask me, I had a closer parking pass than Ben did.
Yeah.
So he would ask me to pick him up from the music building or the library or whatever. Which I thought was just like normal, like I'm the ride. I was probably dense about that for a little too long.
Her parking space was like, you could like throw a rock and hit her car. And mine was like, I mean... probably a quarter of a mile away.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
For the same place?
Yeah.
I love this so much.
How did you get such a great parking spot? It's a donation thing?
Roommate.
I think it was my... your parents were like...
No, I think it was my scholarship. I don't want to say that on a podcast.
Did you have a better scholarship than me?
What are the scholarships we're dealing with here? What are they?
Now I feel weird.
No, I think just...
Mine was a full academic scholarship.
I didn't know that.
Hillary's just better than that, I guess.
That plus parking pass, I guess. I don't know.
You didn't see the asterisk, Ben. They're like, click here.
Hillary is, I think, smarter than I am.
No,
so.
I don't think that's true. I don't think so. I think I'm good at school. That's all I've got going for me, really.
Well, that's it. I'm good at school.
Okay, so you're Hillary, you're on like
the fifth floor, and Ben, you're on like the third floor or something.
Eighth
like that.
And third.
Eighth
actually.
And third. Eighth and third. Okay. Yeah. Very close.
I was at the very top.
Yeah. Yeah. There's your band name too in college if you'd want it.
Eighth and third. Missed opportunity.
That's actually a pretty good band name.
Cover
very
one.
That era.
You do one Dave Matthews song you can actually play.
Yeah. Yeah. I can play like one and a half.
I was going to say that's how we all are.
No bridges.
Get out of there. Get out.
That's how we met.
Yeah. And then, yeah, we started dating like after we got back from Christmas, freshman year.
Yep.
And then the story becomes very boring. We just dated, got engaged, got married. We graduated and got married and moved here across the other street from Dave.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, that's right.
All in about a month when we, yeah, after senior year, which is
but
kind of
do you
bonkers.
Remember the very first actual meeting?
Oh, yeah, I do. Do you? I do.
Yes, kind of.
There was a bunch of fun guys lived on Ben's. Do y'all want to hear this?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
It was actually a great group of guys.
They had a very fun floor.
Is this the same guys you do Vegas with?
Mm-hmm. One of them.
Yeah, okay, a couple. Okay. Yeah. But they had a really fun, the third floor was very cool and fun.
So it was known.
No, it was known. It was a
party
known.
Floor.
Exactly.
Yeah. Are we talking like trick shots? What's happening down there?
Just
I feel like
everybody's
yes.
door general open, merriment. Just hanging out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. A very okay. fun, good version of that.
We had like a common area and we put the couch in the elevator and just rode it up and down talking to people.
Yeah.
I love that. Such so much.
A college it fit, guy it fit perfectly.
Oh, that's amazing.
You get on and be like, what floor are you going to?
Oh, that's amazing.
Probably uncomfortable for the people. Yeah.
Sure.
Well, not literally. You got a couch.
Yeah, that's true. Take
that's
a seat.
True. That's true. So yeah, my roommate and I went down there one evening, like because some other Pi Phi friends of ours were going to go hang out over there or something, and
to
the third floor. Okay, okay. Yeah. And Ben was. It is really funny that I remember this because we weren't didn't like I don't know hit it off or start dating or something right then. But Ben was sitting on the floor bouncing a basketball. And I was wearing
Ball is Life.
Yeah, exactly. I was wearing these like Patagonia shorts that I still have. And Ben said, "Oh, Patagonia shorts! I've got some Patagonia stuff
Listen,
too."
If that's not a great first line.
That game is really, so strong.
And
strong.
Here we are. I mean,
and here we are.
As you're wearing a Patagonia. Yeah.
As I am wearing a Patagonia.
Yeah,
please.
There you go. Oh man, that was it. That's I remember meeting him, but I don't remember after.
Was there, so, but there was.
It wasn't like a
sparks or anything.
It was just like, oh, right. Cool.
It wasn't immediate, like, we're okay. going to date.
No.
Y'all are, it's so interesting. Y'all are one of the few couples I know, like my parents, where they dated all of college mm-hmm. and pretty much right after got married.
Yeah.
Like it wasn't I mean, I don't know a lot of couples like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. You this know? Was freshman year, you said?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, like knowing you, I mean, I feel like. I've known y'all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So like, as you know, when you came and stayed with us and looked at houses,
yes.
like y'all were right about to get married.
Yeah, I was staying somewhere else.
Yeah.
We were getting married in like 10 days from then.
Yeah, yeah.
It was crazy.
So y'all have, to me, y'all have always been a duo. You know
I mean, yeah. I think for our adult lives.
Yeah, for our Nashville life is all, which was funny to move here right after college and people only know you. And we were so young yeah. to be married already, but mm-hmm. people only know you as a unit. And you're like, oh, this is the version. But in some ways, that's really fun.
Yeah, know? I agree.
Yeah. So you guys were like how old when you got married? 22?
22.
I was 21.
I keep thinking I was 23. Was
no,
I not 23?
You were 22. I was 21 because I have a summer birthday.
23 sounds so much better than 22.
It does.
It does.
21 sounds even worse.
It does. So it sounds not great.
21 sounds even worse.
Yeah. That is so funny.
Okay, I have a dumb question.
Okay.
But I'm always curious about these little things. Like, what do you guys call each other? What's the most used term or name that you
like
use
affectionate
to call each other.
Name.
Oh, I need to think about
like
those.
I mean like,
yeah, yeah,
the,
yeah.
The name that you're like hey
grab
Ben,
the milk or something.
Hey,
I like that.
Babe,
do we have names like
I
that
say,
for each other?
Sometimes I say Benjamin. I'll be like, hey Benjamin, where's
yeah.
this?
Uh-huh.
Wait, does that suggest something or is
no,
like,
no, no, okay. I'm saying like, it like nicely. A, yeah. It's like not
it's
like
not
Benjamin
Evans director.
Right. Get in here. I will say Ben does not call me Hill. Most people in my life call me Hill and you don't call me
I'm trying
Hill.
I'm trying to think of like a
is there like a
know,
babe honey?
Me. We don't say
Hill.
Babe or honey.
We don't say babe or honey.
Maybe you don't really call me a certain thing.
I don't think I have like a thing.
You just say Hillary.
Yeah.
I think I'm just like addressing her. I'll be like, hey, you look cute or something.
But there's got to be a, you walk in the house.
I think we say John's love.
She's upstairs.
Yeah.
We'd say love.
Maybe love. But
yeah,
I feel like, honestly,
say
I'm
that.
Usually,
love. Yeah.
I'm usually, if I'm saying something in that way, like this morning I was like, you look really cute. But I'm not like, hey, babe, you look really cute. I'm just like the words that I'm saying to you.
But if you need to get, like, you've got the twins. They're in the kitchen.
I say Hillary.
Yeah. So you go, hey, you're trying to get her attention.
I was like, hey, Hillary.
Yeah, okay. That is okay. Just formal,
but
the whole
name. But I feel like in that instance, you would not be like, hey, love, probably. I don't know.
No, I'm probably saying that more like if I'm being nice about something. Yeah. But if I might say like, hey, Benjamin, have you checked the blah, blah, blah?
Yeah,
I
think we're mostly names.
Okay.
Yeah.
I feel like that's got to be rare.
Really?
Do you think?
Yeah, we don't do a honey. Like, we don't have a comma. Yeah.
We don't care for each other, really.
what you're going to find over this hour is an incredible amount of disdain.
This is more of just an agreement. Exactly. Like, I don't think that I ever say, I rarely would say,
what do you say?
Amy.
What do you say?
I think I would say babe,
hey,
most
babe.
Of the time.
Yeah, I don't. I'm going to think about this probably later today. I don't feel like we have that.
We don't
really
have that. Yeah, we could institute it now.
Well, you know, it's funny. We Annie is like y'all. Like I can't. I don't think she's ever. I think she always says Dave, or hot stuff, and that's right there. No, but she's more. I mean, she may get mad listening to this because I may be wrong, but I know she's not like a term of endearment.
Yeah.
Where I am like babe, hun, whatever.
Yeah.
She's much more like. I think she may just call
it. But I think everyone is off the hook on this question because it's one of those things that you use it so much that I would expect everyone to struggle with it.
Yeah. I think I'd be like, I respect Hillary too much too, you know.
Perfect.
You're like, you're not a piece of meat to me.
Yeah.
You're a learned
You're a person with a name.
You're a person with a name. Sure, you're pretty. Sure, I'm attracted to you. But I also want to honor you.
Yeah.
If it's not John, then who's it gonna be?
It's
Johnny?
Probably Dave. If it John. Isn't John,
oh, that's I didn't
that's
think
kinda
about
cool.
that actually. Yeah, John, I want to. Can we get really real?
Depending on how real, yes.
We'll buckle up.
Okay,
this is the realist.
Oh, I'm nervous.
Hair thinning is complicated, John. There it is. I'm
Tell
off the top
me
rope.
About
I'm rope, and it's so high, it's three above a rope. That's the highest you can be as a rope, and I'm coming off the top rope. Okay. The problem is, it's actually much bigger than your hair alone.
Yeah.
Like your skin, hair is a reflection of your health, and internal factors can impact the way your hair looks, feels, and grows.
Dave, if only there was some type of like online quiz I could take to help me personalize my hair health plan.
John, wait.
What?
There is such an online
what?
Quiz. Yes.
Tell me
with
more.
With Nutrafol's hair wellness quiz, you can get your personalized hair health plan today.
I knew it was going to be Nutrafol. They're so awesome. And this is awesome. I'm going to take my hair wellness quiz right now.
I dare you. That's great, John.
While we're talking. Okay, well, that's not rude, is it?
Just wait one. Just wait just a second.
Okay.
Because Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster growing hair with less shedding. Okay.
Okay, it's not that I wasn't paying attention. I'm just almost done with my quiz.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Boom. I just took the Nutrafol 3-minute quiz. I did it in like 15 seconds.
You are so fast.
To determine which underlying root causes are keeping me from reaching my full hair potential.
By analyzing your lifestyle, biology, hair history, as well as environmental triggers, Nutrafol creates a hair health plan that is tailored to your hair's needs.
Start your hair growth journey today by taking Nutrafol's hair wellness quiz and get your personalized hair health plan today. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping at Nutrafol.com/quiz when you enter the promo code Dadville.
Take the quiz and get started on reaching your hair wellness goals with Nutrafol today. Nutrafol.com spelled Nutrafol.com/quiz promo code Dadville.
That's Nutrafol.com/quiz promo code Dadville.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with The King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Hello, Dave. Wow. Okay, yours was better than mine. Johnny.
Thanks.
Are you loving this warmer weather? Summer is just around the corner.
Dave, I am so glad that you brought that up because the weather has been so great. Mm. I'm playing tennis, right? Mm-hmm. I'm sitting outside on the porch in my tennis shoes, going for walks in different shoes. I don't walk in tennis shoes. That's just too far. Yeah, I mean, it's so nice. And honestly, I don't really want to be spending too much time in the kitchen making meals because there's so many other
John, that's where Factor comes in. You can fuel up with Factor's no prep, no mess meals, so you can spend more time outside.
Okay, it sounds good, but Dave, let me ask you a question.
Okay.
Can I meet my wellness goals in time for summer with Factor?
I hope you've got goals and then more goals, John, because we'd call you Cristiano Ronaldo. Soccer joke.
Heyo.
And guess what? And then some, John. It's going to be just fine. Factor has chef-crafted meals with options like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. And Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved and ready to eat in just 2 minutes.
Dave, that sounds so awesome. You've talked me into it. I'm ready.
Wow, that was easy.
I'm ready to kickstart my routine with 35 different meals.
Good gracious.
And more than 60 add-ons to choose from, Dave. Did you know that? I'm educating you now. And these are restaurant-quality meals like filet mignon, right?
Mm-hmm.
Shrimp.
Mm-hmm.
Blackened salmon.
Enjoy effortless support for your lifestyle. Choose from 6 menu preferences to help you manage calories, maximize protein intake, avoid meat, or simply eat well-balanced.
Head to factormeals.com/dadville50 and use the code dadville50 to get 50% off. That's 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next month.
That's code DADVILLE50 at factormeals.com/DADVILLE50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active.
Okay, so how long have you been married now?
This summer coming up will be 15 years.
Yeah, that's incredible. Yeah,
that's wild.
It's super wild, yeah.
15.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And y'all have been here the whole time.
Yeah.
Yeah, we came that month.
Crazy to think about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's, well, I mean, one of the things that I don't, this is not a question, but one of the things is, and I would imagine Texas and then Tulsa.
Yeah. Everybody thinks I'm from Arkansas.
I know. It's because
Everybody always does that.
It's so cool. But, you know, isn't it weird? This is just an aside. Isn't it weird that you're raising kids that will be Tennessee kids?
Yeah, we talk about that.
Oh, this is very present on my mind. It's why I'm really feel bad that I want to know more about Tennessee. Like, I want to take a Tennessee history class.
Yeah,
and, what birds are here?
You
what
should.
Plants
You're
are
great
here?
At
I
school.
Just feel it. Well, thank you.
You probably aced that course.
That's
way
right.
better
That's
than
right.
me, I guess.
But I'm like, oh, can I equip you to be a Tennessean?
I know.
I'm a Texan. Like, I want to give you what you need. You know?
I would think it would be easier for two people who already are from the South.
Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, you know, your kids
but,
is Tennessean.
Oklahoma and Texas aren't really. I'm just your microwave.
This is, sorry. Thank you. Ben's going to fix my sound.
We got
here.
Some plosives.
Sorry. Y'all tell me if I'm doing something wrong on the mic.
No, you got it.
You're
doing great.
Ben and I have a conversation a lot about Oklahoma and Texas. And I feel like the town I grew up in Texas is the South for sure. Like, I thought I was Southern. I still think my place in Texas was Southern. Uh-huh. And so we talk about that a lot. But I don't feel like Nashville's vibe is real unfamiliar to me culturally. It feels like this pretty much the same.
I think that I thought Oklahoma was Southern until I moved here and I was like, oh, it is not Southern. And Texas is, it's not Southern either, really. It's like its own brand. Both of them are kind of like
the feel of both. Like being in Tulsa this summer when I texted you and I was doing a thing where you did your races, which made me laugh thinking about that on that little pathway, whatever that is, but they both feel really different than here. Both of y'all's
sure.
cities,
100%.
I mean, they're not.
Yeah,
you know, it's not the same.
Well, Waco's so much smaller. I'm constantly learning. Still, 15 years of living here, and I'm like, oh, I live in a big city. I live in a big city. How do I do this? How do I piece this together? We live in a big place. You know?
Even the flavors, though, I think the flavor, like Oklahomans would consider themselves Southern, but many of them have not been to the Deep South.
Yeah,
and it's like it's just
a different thing.
It's not a thing.
Yeah.
It's not the same thing.
Yeah. Okay, 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
How has marriage what you thought, and how is it not what you thought it would be after 15 years?
I think that the caveat that I'm going to put on this is like, I don't know what we really thought it was going to. We didn't have any life to be like,
yeah.
Oh, this is good, how it's going to be. So I don't really.
You were probably the first couple in like your friend group.
No, so you would think that we were
really?
Not.
No,
I mean, I don't know if I knew anybody who was married like during college.
Well,
but
the aforementioned roommate. Yeah, I guess she got married in March, and then
Before school is over.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but I feel like the time in between graduation and when we got married, there was a wedding on graduation day. There was
one the day after graduation.
The after graduation. Then I drove here to look for our place to live, mm-hmm. stayed with you, Dave, mm-hmm. and then drove back to Little Rock
Springs. We both went, yeah.
Where our other friends got married and then drove to our wedding.
Jeez Louise.
So there were several who got married all in the cluster. Up there
in our, I mean, I feel like if you went to any...
SEC, you know, school. SEC yeah,
maybe not now. I don't know. 15 years ago, yeah. It wasn't that you know yeah. getting married after graduation was a thing.
People listening, I'm not actually recommending it.
Just, yeah.
Yeah, if it's someone you like, go for it. Yeah. But I don't know. Yeah. I you know,
it's a big.
I can't really say it needs to be someone advice. You love. Let's bump that up.
Yeah,
that's true. I think I reversed the order though, because I feel like you know you can like choose to love somebody, but I feel like if you actually like them,
you gotta like.
I will say I don't know if this sort of is the answer to your question, Dave, but Ben and I talk about a lot. Oh, I'm really thankful we like each other.
Yeah.
That it's like we go to dinner and we're like glad to be with you.
Yeah.
Like that, you know, that sometimes the overcomplicated, maybe when we were, and you know, so young before we got married, but if you're thinking about a rom-com movie or something, you're like, oh no, what actually is like 97% of life is just enjoying watching TV together, yeah, you know, whatever, that we can enjoy the day to day, not super high, not super low times.
I feel
glad for that.
Yeah, I think I'd agree with that. Like the biggest takeaway is that if I could like share something with someone, I would choose to like share it with you. I wouldn't be like, oh yeah, this is great, but like me and the boys, that's what I want to be, you know?
Yeah, right.
And
that
that is wonderful. But I think like if I had to like pick a person to take a trip with or whatever, I would pick you. I think that's probably that's not that I didn't expect that, but I think that that's probably like, oh, that's the biggest, I don't know what you call that, like the best like payout or return.
Yeah.
Is that it's like, oh, I think that's what I would say.
Yeah. I think more than like, you have to think exactly the same about everything. You have to line up on every idea that ever crosses your path. It's like, no, you just got to like, it's nice if you enjoy doing stuff together.
That's plenty.
That's plenty, you know? And just kind of cultivating that and being like, that's enough. That's fine. Like, you know, and we do really enjoy each other. And I feel like that is like the gift part of it.
One of the great cheat codes y'all had, I think, that speaks so much to that is you spent so much time in college together. Like you had this foundational thing where you're like, I really do enjoy this person. Like I see him all the time. We spend a lot of time together.
For sure.
Where I think like, you know, I feel like with Andy, that was such a roll of the dice because we dated long distance.
Right.
And we never spent more than like a week together before we got married. And so there was a real real chance that it was like, boy, this could get really interesting.
Yeah.
But you know, you guys were so fortunate because you had all the time. Like you really knew that. You knew when you got married. Like, I like you.
Yeah, I can enjoy this person. Yeah.
Well, one of the things that I love about Amy and I, which this is not, most couples probably don't have this, but I love that we can reference someone. I mean, we went to the same high school too.
Yeah.
So we can reference someone from high school and we both know who we're talking about or college because we went to the same college.
I was going to say, and y'all have, you and Amy have really similar.
Mm-hmm. And we live together.
Still.
Yeah.
Wait, which is great. When did you guys get married?
I was 23 and she was 25.
Oh, okay, great.
Very respectable ages.
Not so far off. You guys
very
are old.
Respectable ages.
Yeah. Reasonable choices.
25
being made.
Though, your people at your school would be like, "What? What's the story?"
Is that good? Second,
were you studying abroad? Yeah. Were you in the
first
military?
Didn't work out.
Yeah.
No,
illness.
I have very strong feelings about that whole like getting married immediately, like going to college. Finding your spouse, getting married, that pressure.
Oh, yeah.
It was interesting, even though we are like the like poster children for it.
Right.
Like moving here, having kids, and then having like a pool of babysitters who were like in that time of life and seeing the pressure that they were feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When like they're graduating, but they don't have it. And I'm like, this is insane. You guys are kids.
Yeah, totally.
Kids.
You know, totally. I saw it in a totally different light.
Yeah.
And I think the, I feel like I've said to people before, I mean, marriage is so lovely and rich and wonderful and meaningful, et cetera, et cetera. But it's not like a higher level of being. Like, you don't want to just be married, like, the category more than you want to be married to a person.
Yeah,
like, you have to want to be married to that person.
Yeah.
And they need to want to be married to you. Yeah. And then, but it doesn't, just checking the married box is not going to,
totally.
I don't think, do it.
And
for
there's
you,
no
you know?
Way, before you experience marriage for that long time, you're, you know, when you're 22 and you have this, you know, this view of marriage of like it is like a higher being and, and it's this goal to achieve. You can't explain to someone how long the rest of their life is.
Yeah, in that moment. Yeah, yeah. And I feel it's, like it's, it seems like such a Debbie Downer if you're just like, oh, I don't, I wouldn't be in a rut. But it's almost like that there's no, there's no difference. It's just like you're going to feel like the same as you feel now. It's not like, and then it's just,
Yeah,
it's literally like just imagine you're now around this person all the time. That's that's the difference. You're not gonna, you know,
and you're making like unbelievably complicated and significant decisions together.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
It's like, so if you guys could like, if we had like a slideshow right now and we could see you guys in the first year of marriage.
1927.
Great year.
Dinosaurs roaming.
The roaring 20s.
Dinosaurs roaming.
How would, like, what would your thoughts be? Like, how would you, how would it look different than your day-to-day life now? Aside from, obviously, you have kids now.
Yeah. Oh, man. I feel like it would look so much different. I think I would be like, wow, we really were so young.
Logistically, it was kind of flip-flop because I was going to work.
Yeah.
Every day, and Ben was doing what you're doing now, which is songwriting and be at home and
just
not working.
BS.
What if she's like, tell me again, what,
what do you do? What do you
I want to say it right. Yeah. What do you call it?
Yeah, so the logistics were quite different.
Yeah.
In that way.
You were a professor?
Well, not originally. I worked in the office at Covenant School for 3 years.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And then
making
$7
an hour.
And then I got, when I went to grad school, then I worked at the flower shop a little bit, and then I worked at Belmont after that.
Okay.
After grad school.
Oh, Bloom. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's I mean, what a well-worn path of the singer-songwriter and the wife that works. I mean, it's like Annie being a pharmacist. I think both of my parents were like, thank you, Jesus. Like this, you know, Davey's having fun out there, but we've got a real moneymaker in the house. It was like, God, those days exactly like you. Like, yeah. She'd, you know, she'd have on her uniform and leave, and I'm like sitting in my pajamas, like strumming a G chord. You know, it's like those days are... Did y'all ever have that? Did you and Amy? You were kind of going from the get, weren't you?
Yeah.
Were you signing your deal when y'all got?
I signed my deal right about a year before we got married.
Okay.
You got to remember, we were much older than Ben and Hillary.
Yeah.
Still are.
Yeah. And then she went out on the road with the band and I for like 6-7 years.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
That I mean, it's funny because the same as you guys, I think about you and Amy the same way. Like, I knew y'all as much as a collective as I knew just you.
Mm-hmm.
Because she was always, like, out.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
She was out, man.
I could never get to you.
I'm not into this.
Sure, yeah, yeah. It was kind of like a hierarchy. Yeah.
Well, it still is, honestly. Okay, so what do y'all feel like the relationship with work? Because, I mean, you know, Hill, you went back to school. Mm-hmm. You got... Is it doctorate?
No, not quite. Just a master's.
Master's, yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm.
We'll edit that out. We'll just say doctorate.
Say doctorate. You got your doctorate. And what's the relationship with work, career, ambitions, and how has that changed over the years with y'all? Because, I mean, it's interesting because, you know, there've been sort of like tag team moments, you know, where it's like...
Right. You go.
Okay. So when I moved here, when we moved here... I feel like I thought that I was going to be playing catch up. Like, I thought it was going to be like every person in Nashville is touring and doing all this stuff. And I toured so much in college that it was actually like, whoa, this is a unique thing. Mm. And so I don't know if I came into it being like, these are all my exact goals. But I think that early on, it was definitely just like, I want to do as good as I can, but also sort of within the realm of things that feel like a good idea or a good like bet almost. And I think Hillary was really wonderful about that. I feel like I never felt any like pressure or really on either side. And I think if I had been like, hey, I'm going to play, you know, 325 shows this year and I will not see you.
Yeah.
I imagine you would have been like, this is not great. But in general, I never felt any pressure from you to be like, hey, like you need to like totally crush this. I'm counting on you. And then also no pressure of, you know, if there was, there were definitely seasons early on where it was like, I mean, I was really gone a lot. I didn't feel any pressure the other way of like, which you totally could have been like, this stinks. I'm in this strange place, just like alone WTF mate, you know?
Yeah.
You so did it feel like when you guys moved here, like you were moving here for your career?
Oh, for sure. I mean, Dave was the one that was like, hey, you should move to Nashville. And I was like, I don't know. I don't want to do that. And I was going to stay in Fayetteville, which not a great idea for me. Doing music at least. And
you would have been the dude there. They would have named bridges after you. And it'd been like, it's been like the Ben Rector music.
Bridge over the Ben Rector River.
And it really, you know, I'm trying to think of how to like say this in the right way that's not, you know, weird. It was moving junior and senior year. I was really doing it. It wasn't like, are you going to do this? It was like, I was kind of doing it. And it wasn't like, you know, gazillions of dollars and whatever. But my decision to pursue it as a job, I'm so painfully practical. I really loved it. But I was like, I'm going to make more money doing this than I would like getting a business job. Like, there's not a way that I could do that really. And it was, again, like it was relatively small, but it wasn't really a thing that was like, I'm chasing my dreams, just whatever. It was sort of like, I'm going to keep
going. You kind of knew this is how,
But yeah, I feel like for career pressure, I think that was the original question. I think that Hillary is a wonderful partner in that regard where I feel like I feel freedom on both sides. And I think my hope is that on my end of that bargain that I'm like considering us and our family, like pretty
you do a great job
intensely. I'm like, I've tried to learn how to be good at saying no to stuff or being like, you know, like this isn't really like what I want or what we want. So I think we're probably fairly equally yoked in that regard where like, I think like I feel the freedom to like do what I need to do. And I feel like I also know we've never really talked about it, but I feel like there's sort of like an agreement of like, hey, like I'm not trying to like never be here and at all costs, you know, become a global megastar. I think it's sort of like trying to thread the needle of those two things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Global megastardom is an option.
Bid-rector global megastardom bridge.
Yeah, exactly.
I can see it.
That's what we're going for. No, Impin does a great job. I feel like even pre-kids, like, I've never felt like he's trying to be gone more than he needs
to.
I feel like he's always seen, obviously, y'all do this creative job that's fun and a gift to do, but Ben has definitely seen it as a job. Like, this is the way I'm going to take care of our family. And, so I feel like it's always kind of been in its right place, I guess. Mm-hmm. And so that hasn't ever felt weird to me or to within us or anything.
And how do you feel? I mean, you obviously had your own career ambitions to go back and get another degree. I mean, you're talking to three musicians here. Earlier you said just a master's degree. We're like, what's your relationship with that? Were you like, this was always my plan? Like I want to pursue a career, but then when we start our family, I want to take a break.
I'm looking for a global megastar. I'm looking for a global megastar.
Yeah.
To ride that train, yeah. No, that's
what
a good
really
question.
Was? You look at her journal from eighth grade.
What?
Really hoping to
the
attach
myself. The way he
bounces
that
got
basketball.
Got him.
Yeah. What a dedication
it's just
to
pictures
a craft.
Of bridges with like guys' names. She's like, gotta find this guy. Lloyd Bridges.
Lloyd Bridges.
No, that's a good question. And probably when I still am pondering, but I really enjoyed going back to school and being a professor for a little bit or adjunct professor for a little bit. And I really like teaching. Like, I think that's a fun relationship to have with young people. And then I think when we I feel like you're giving me too much credit even in the question. Like, was this your plan? I'm like, I don't know what the, if I had a plan. But I think when we had kids with the, as y'all know well, the, I don't know, unique setups that come with a traveling spouse, mm-hmm. it has made the most sense for me to kind of be the home base person.
Yeah.
And I think now what I think about is like, okay, one day when the bros are also in school 5 days a week, maybe we'll
please
ponder.
Tell me that's what you call them. Do y'all really call
we
them
really
the bros?
We really do call them the bros.
I love that so much.
Yeah. It's, I think we felt weird always referring to them as the twins. Yeah.
I think I was kind of, I was rebelling against the twins. And so I've started saying the bros.
That is amazing.
I forget it sounds funny to other people.
It, it sounds right.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to make them into like Jersey Shore cast members, but I just.
They've got abs.
Anyway. So yeah, I think in my mind, it's a little bit like, the in the macro view, what makes most sense for our family right now is seems very obvious that I'm home and doing that. And I'm really content doing it. Like, it's fun. And there are totally moments where I'm like, have I talked to anyone about anything other than like, who knows what, applesauce and going to the bathroom and trains.
You're
or
stopping
whatever.
Walkers as they walk by your house.
Hey, how's it going?
Totally.
Do you guys want to come in?
Right, right. I think any parent who's at home with young kids feels that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think at another phase of our life, I'll kind of think about, is there a way to kind of reintroduce that teaching piece into my world? And if it makes sense for the whole, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know if that answers your question.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Hang on a second.
Okay.
On a second.
Yeah.
I need a break.
Oh, wow.
I know. We just, we worked so hard. Can we grab some coffee?
Gosh. John.
Yeah.
Did you, you say coffee, right?
Yes.
Okay. Today's episode and what I'm drinking right now, you can hear. Actually, that's a terrible sound effect I just made. But that cup of Joe that I'm drinking, John, guess what it's brought to you by? Can we sing it together?
Ready? One, four, five, six, seven, eight. Methodical coffee.
Oh, we did it. We both did it fast.
Well, we've got coffee now. You just took a sip.
That's so right. I'm amped. I'm juiced.
Now, listen. Methodical coffee. They have craft coffee and tea for people of all kinds, roasted, blended, brewed, served, and perfected by verified coffee and tea nerds like you and me, Dave.
Well, more you than me. That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Which I don't say that a lot, so if you really want to have a moment,
just say it one more time.
That's exactly right, John.
Yeah, I wanted to say it with you.
And Methodical isn't just the name of their business.
No. Nope.
It's their approach to, well,
everything.
Everything.
Yeah. But Dave, you know what? The best of Methodical's coffee? It's got to be our Dadville blend.
Yes, John, the Dadville blend is the fuel that gets me going. It's not the only fuel that gets me going, everyone. I mean, my family, God.
The gospel. Yeah,
God. Sure. But it's a big part. It's the liquid fuel. Okay?
Yeah, there we go.
Filled with hints of chocolate, graham, and brown sugar.
Well, Dave, Methodical, they're on a mission to connect people to the beauty of life through coffee experiences for people like you, right? Methodical's been roasting and hosting for over 9 years. That's almost 10 years. They offer a wide selection of coffees and teas that are complex yet easygoing.
Oh, Johnny, I'm just giggles McGillicuddy over here. On their site, you'll also find who is a big Methodical fan.
Yeah, he is.
He's the guy that
he does web design for them now.
On their site, you'll find brew guides, John, that'll teach you how to turn your coffee brewing chore into a beloved ritual. Craft a cup you'll love with Methodical Coffee. Also, get 10% off your first order of coffee or tea with discount code. Say it with me.
Dadville.
Oh my gosh. I didn't know you could stretch that far. That's amazing.
I can't. That's actually a friend of mine.
Wow. Speaking of your friends, do you ever bring your kids to the grocery store?
Oh, Dave, that's like the rookiest of rookie mistakes.
Oh.
No. In fact, you shouldn't even bring yourself to the grocery store.
Whoa.
It's Thrive Market all the way, Dave.
That was a trick question, and that is also the right answer, John. Thrive Market is our go-to for all our grocery and household essentials, and the convenience of ordering everything on their website or app and getting everything delivered to your doorstep quickly is a huge stress reliever.
Huge stress reliever. And the products are amazing. Plus, you can curate your own shopping experience with a few clicks
and trust that you're getting high quality products so that you can shop worry free.
Yes.
I don't like to shop worried. You know what I mean?
Nah, worry shopping is the worst.
You just place an order for some gluten-free items, like using the gluten-free filter.
Ooh.
Boom, it just gives you all the gluten-free stuff.
Wow.
I got FitJoy grain-free pretzels.
Yeah.
PIP corn white cheddar cheese balls.
Guys, for those of us in the loop, it's called Pipcorn.
No, I call it PIP. It's, a Midwestern regional thing.
Totally.
And I got some Lotus ramen noodles.
You are off. You're just off.
I'm off to the races,
you are
Dave.
Crazy. Not only do I save time shopping as a Thrive Market member, I also save money on every single grocery order. Over 30% each time on average.
That's crazy.
They even have a price match guarantee and a deals page that changes weekly.
That's right, Dave. In fact, on my last order, not to be competitive about it, but my last order of gluten-free items, the cost was $46. And I saved $11.
I saved 10 last time. Plus, when you join Thrive Market, you can enjoy it and join it, John. I was trying to make both those
words
work.
It's not an either or.
It's choose your own adventure, okay? And when you join and enjoy Thrive Market, you're also helping a family in need with their one-for-one membership matching program. You join, they give.
Save time and money and shop Thrive Market today. Go to thrivemarket.com/dadville for 30% off your first order, plus free $60 gift.
That's thrivemarket.com/dadville. thrivemarket.com/dadville. And join today.
So, I mean, you kind of just alluded to this a little bit, like with your travel schedule and you're being intentional about not being gone too long, all that kind of stuff. But just on the sort of day-to-day, having kids, all that kind of stuff, 15 years in, like how do you guys make time for each other?
Hmm.
Like as a couple?
How long ago do we start going out on Tuesdays?
I think when the bros were old enough, we didn't feel bad leaving them with someone.
Yeah, I cannot laugh at that every time.
I forget that too. That it's like, it's like hearing someone's name a bunch.
Yeah.
You're like, okay.
We do have a pet name for them, I guess. We don't say bros. Honey or babe to us. Yeah. The bros. Maybe started, like 2 years?
Yeah. We started doing a date night every week, which has been great.
That's great. Every Tuesday.
Uh-huh. Tuesday.
That's amazing.
So yeah.
And we've never, in our whole marriage until then, had not been date night people. I feel like some people are kind of really religious about that early on. And we were always kind of like, we see each other plenty and it's fine. And then I think having the three tiny kids, it was like, and we should go out to dinner. And I now realize why people do it. It is really, you're always like relieved to have that time already carved out.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it's a week, you don't feel like you need it or, whatever.
Other than that, I'm trying to think of like, I don't know if daily there's like something where we're like, this is our time we have. I mean, obviously when the kids go to bed, we hang out, but I don't know. I mean, I don't know if there's another like structured time. Can you think of that?
No, the Tuesday thing is the only thing that's
probably y'all,
I mean,
y'all
I feel like a weekly date night is...
That's extreme.
I don't know anyone who
does
a weekly date night.
No big deal.
A+.
Do y'all end up spending much time together during the day?
Kind of depends, but not...
I feel like we start the day off together. Mm-hmm. The schedule would be like, now that Jane's in school is different, but I feel like usually the morning we're together.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll start my work day at like 8 or 8:30.
Yeah.
And then I come in for lunch.
Mm-hmm.
And
are the bros there? Or where are they?
Two days a week. They're home. Yeah.
Okay. I'll come in for lunch. I feel like when the bros are not there, sometimes you are gone. Maybe.
Yeah.
It is tripping somewhere in my brain every single time.
Roy and Bert.
I'm just picturing Mario and Luigi.
Yeah.
Really urban.
Yeah.
Like they look like they're in a white hip hop group.
Yeah, we get that a lot.
We're the bros and like crossed up. What's up, Dad?
That's our vibe.
Give me a beat.
People think
I feel like we see each other.
But it's not like intentional time during the day. Yeah, it's in passing.
When people are home, who shall remain nameless? the related brothers of ours
who
look similar.
I'll come in and we'll like eat lunch together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's like snippets during the day.
Yeah.
Every once in a blue moon, we'll go like do a lunch. I love eating lunch out. That feels like yeah, Hillary will occasionally, treat.
if there's nothing going on, she'll be like, do you want to go to lunch?
Yeah.
I mean, small aside, every Tuesday, that's a lot of restaurants. Granted, Nashville has a lot of restaurants, well, but like, y'all kind of frequent?
No, we're kind of
still just Carrabba's.
Yeah. It's Johnny Carino's, actually.
Johnny Carino, did you bring the bros?
No, I mean, I feel like we rotate a little bit, but it's usually pretty similar.
Yeah. We aren't one of our...
I actually love that.
Yeah. Yeah. One of our greatest weaknesses as a couple is choosing where to eat. Truly. It is. Yeah. One time earlier in marriage, we saw the Moeklers at church. We saw them after church. Hi, da, 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 y'all going to eat? Yeah, us too. Da, da, da. We arrived at the restaurant as they were leaving. That's how long it took us to decide where to go to eat. So we kind of try to eliminate that from our Tuesday.
Wow.
Yeah. Just keep
throw it, you know.
On a regular. Okay. Yeah. There you go.
Amazing. Okay. If you could steal one quality from the other, what would it be?
Good luck, Hillary.
Too many.
I think I know mine.
Wow, already?
I think it's widespread quality.
We should guess what the other one's going to say.
I like that.
Yeah.
Ooh, I don't know if I'm. I don't. You want me to guess first?
Well, I don't know. I don't know how to do that. You just go.
It's an open-ended question. Yeah. Okay.
I'm starting to see how it takes so long. For the restaurant.
Yeah. Just we got a little glimpse there.
Y'all are like, why did we have them on this podcast? Yeah. Not concise. Ben seems to. He's so willing to be hardworking. Like I feel like it is really hard to slow him down. It feels like it doesn't take me much to slow down and be like, I don't have to do that today. And Ben is so willing to be hardworking and like, I wish I had more of that. Mm. They're just willing to like keep at something and not let myself off the hook. So quick.
Yeah,
I feel like that is kudos to you, Ben, for having that, but obviously you keep it in check enough.
Yeah. Yep.
To where 15 years in, Hillary still admires that.
Wow. That's nice.
A lot of, you know, a lot of couples who one of them is has that. Let's just call it workaholism. You start out admiring it, and then it starts to work against you. Yeah. And then 15 years in, you're like, he works all the time.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Especially as you scale the family.
The family. It's a business
trip. I feel like if you're going to say bros, I got to say scale.
Yeah. That's very nice of you.
Well,
I think I would say. This is, I'm going to use this word, but it applies to a couple different things. Hillary's like patience, but not just like being willing to like wait in a line. Basically, I feel like I am much more, I think we're both actually pretty particular, but I feel like I don't have as much like give on that. And I wish I could like steal some of that from you because I feel like you're so great about that in a lot of spheres. Where, and it's also like it's you're still like in there. It's not like patience and like I don't care about any of this. I feel like you have strong feelings and opinions, but I feel like in situations where I would probably be like I'm out of like whatever, like XYZ thing is like bothering me, I feel like and I'm gonna like, you know, I don't know, I think that maybe that's not the right word, but I think maybe like selflessness or patience, but in like a real way.
Mm. Like you know that she is particular about a certain situation, but you're seeing her put that in the backseat and
for the greater group. I feel like that exact kind of thing. I want to give a good example of this.
We've got time. We can wait. We'll edit this out.
I don't know. I feel like if we like talk about something and I'm like, hey, we used to like holiday stuff. Hillary loves holidays and celebrating them just in specific ways.
Just celebrations in general.
Yeah. Amen.
Uh-huh. And it's like close to her heart. And I feel like after a little while, I was like, hey, like this is a lot of stuff. I don't know if I want to do it exactly this way. And I feel like she could have been like, this is my thing, like deal with it. And I feel like she was like, you know, okay, let's try to like figure that out. Mm-hmm. And then like actually in good faith would be like, hey, is this something that you want to do? Do you not want to do this? Mm-hmm. And I mean, we still, you know, we'll
It's not always a seamless conversation.
No, but I, but I feel like your willingness and like your patience in that regard to be like, okay, like this isn't the way I would do it exactly, but I can tell you care about this, so let's talk about it. And I mean, again, we still, you know, I feel like we fought this holiday season about it, but I feel like you're more in there on that than other people that I know who are like high functioning with it people. I feel like you have opinions, and then also occasionally you'll be like, all right, like I'm open to that.
That's another great band name, by the way. High what? Functioning with it people. I've been a great band in the 90s, like emo
that,
band.
That actually is a, that would be a really good title. With the people.
Okay, so part two of that question is, and now you speak for your own selves, what do you feel like is a superpower you have in sort of parenting and marriage? Like what is, if you're like, man, I kind of feel like I'm...
Oh, great. Man. In parenting and marriage, I don't know.
Or you could pick either. Like, either. It could be just as a parent.
I don't know.
No superpowers in those regards.
Yeah, I don't know if I've got
one. Nor just human like, power.
You heard me sing.
Oh, man.
That's tough.
Or just something, maybe the better way to say it is like something you have a lot of confidence in. It's something you're like, I feel like I can kind of deliver on this front.
Yeah.
Or maybe you should, this.
I'm just rephrasing.
And silence.
This should be one that you answer for each other.
What are you sick? You just hear sniffles like crying.
Well, about that.
I think with the kid, I'm thinking about the kids. And I think I, and part of this I owe to like, we have been, the whole time we've been in Nashville and married, Ben's been traveling. I think early I learned that it's kind of up to me to make my own fun if he's gone.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
I think I've been able to bring that to the kids too, of like, hey, it's kind of like, I don't know whether that's about Ben traveling or not, or just kind of while we're all five in the house hanging out, it's like kind of up to you to like have a good attitude, find something to do. I don't know, you know, kind of enjoy what you enjoy. So I think that hopefully the kids are picking up on that. I don't know, but I do feel like I learned that early, like, oh, you know, it's kind of, that's on me to enjoy what is to be enjoyed, even if Ben's out of town or even if something's not my favorite or whatever. I don't know if that counts.
No, that does. That's extremely helpful.
I don't even know. I don't know if I do a good job of this. Maybe like if I say that I'm going to do something like with the kids or like, I don't think I'm like this about everything, but if it's something that I think is important, like Jane will be super, super persistent enough that you're just like, wow, this is just endless. And I feel like if I decide that it's like, hey, we need to do this differently, I'm like, I will die on this hill and I will for sure outlast you if it's something that like matters.
Yeah.
So I think like, I don't know if I'm like that about everything, but I think with the kids specifically, if it's like, hey, we said this, I would be willing to like, you know.
Yeah, you're confident in that, and you're really calm about it. I feel like you're good at that.
Yeah, it's not like in a confrontation, but like maybe times it would be easier to be like, ah, oh, we said that, but I don't want to.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
We
yeah,
said
no,
that.
You're good
stick
at that.
To it up and like do this. Yeah,
you're good at that.
There you go.
That's good.
This is a pretty obvious question, but how have kids impacted your marriage? Because you guys were married how long before? Like 7-8 years?
8 years, I think. Pre-Jane.
Are you guys looking at the same document on PJ. Your phones?
I'm just checking my email.
No, I'm just looking. This is my camera.
I was just impressed. You guys are alternating really well, but I was like, these have to be the same questions. Maybe they're
this
not.
This is my camera. You're sort of like, yeah, it's still good.
It's just, it humbles me because it's the
it
worst.
Is the same,
view
same, yeah. same note? Okay, yeah. That's good. It's very streamlined. What was the question?
How have kids impacted your marriage? Specifically your kids.
Or have they? I mean, you know what I mean?
Yeah. No,
seamless.
Yeah. Haven't noticed a change.
Minimal changes.
I think really it is just your time. I mean, the practical implications of your time is just... And I think I didn't really... This sounds dumb, but you don't realize until you have a kid in your house, you're like, oh... It is someone's full-time job to take care of this job.
Yeah.
Like a whole like job opening opened up in our life, and we didn't know we had to fill it. You know what I mean? I thought I already was filling one, and he
applicant
was already filling
one.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's like now,
and then you're
is...
like, oh wow, a whole new thing opened up, and someone must do that.
That's
job.
Yeah. Great. Yeah. That's a great way to think about that.
So I just think that it just some of your your time, your energy, your attention, obviously is all split up in different ways. And I think something I'm still learning, probably not very quickly or well, is like the kids pull from that same well of like relational energy and attention that you were used to doling out to your friends or the things you wanted to do and that you actually do have to make some adjustments to account for them being in the family, you know?
Yeah, that's a good way to put
it. And
that.
I think, and then still giving attention and time to each other. And I don't know, that kind of would be the biggest thing I think comes to my mind.
Yeah. I mean, I think I'd probably say kind of the same thing. I mean, in what way do they not impact your, all of it? I think I have been more and more as time goes on, like glad to be doing it with Hillary, because I feel like it's like if you were doing this with someone who you did not enjoy and respect, like, oof, that would be tough. I think like, I mean, it's changed like our lives in like every way, but it's also, it's like all the cliches are true. It's like, it's richer and deeper.
And I think it is fun that you have, it's fun in within our marriage that there's this, one of the levels of our relationship now is like, this is the person who will be as excited as me about all the dumb little things. You know what I mean? It's like, I don't have to go, well, does my brother really want to hear this story? Does my sister-in-law really want me to text her this morning?
And that's they do. Such a beautiful thought.
Our family does. But to be like, I don't even have to think that with Ben. Like, not like, is this a dumb story or is this annoying to hear about this? It's like, fun that that's something we get to kind of be excited about together.
I don't want to hear any of this.
Ben does a great job acting like it.
Okay. Cool pictures.
Would you please get off your phone?
Not your best story.
Exactly.
We've seen that. I think we see that so much in sports with our kids because it's just such an easy venue for that emotion where it's like, you know, Zanna had a basketball game this week. That's just so, I've never thought about it like that, Hillary. And it's, I love the way you said that. Like, we were sitting watching her play. And she is, of our three, the most tenacious. Like, she's very, or other the boys are just, whatever reason, they just don't really have that gene. Yeah. I mean, they work hard, but she, like, when she gets in, she gets really stuck in. And so at the beginning of the game, she just wasn't, you could just tell she was really uncomfortable. She kind of didn't know where to be. And and Annie being sort of uber athlete is just like, you know. And
I didn't know she's an uber athlete.
Oh, yeah. She's
really?
Yeah. She was, fun fact, she was written up in Sports Illustrated Collegiate for being, she participated in the most intramural sports as a woman at Ole Miss.
Whoa.
That is a very cool claim to fame.
So she's got that fire. So when we watch our kids play, she's much more the one that's like, has to calm herself down. Where I'm much more the like, hey, good game. And she's got her notes. But she's going to get something. I told this, like, she does this thing with the kids. We're like, if they're playing a sport, she will 100% be serious and be like, I need you to go do dribbling for 30 minutes outside. And even I'm like, that feels a lot. She's like, no, he need. And so like yesterday she made Ben dribble and shoot for 30 minutes, like on a timer.
Wow.
It's terrible. Anyway, but like watching the game, to your point, Hill, it was like, you know, Zanna started, she was kind of, and she just really grew into the game because we kept saying like, hey, you got 5 fouls, use them. And by the end of the game,
you
she was like,
five fouls. I mean,
we need to bring some of this energy to James' basketball career.
Well, it's funny. That's one of Micah's big sayings. But she really grew into the game. And we were just so proud. And it's so funny because you look down, you know, she's three or four seats down. We're not talking right now. And, and you know, we're just both beaming. Nobody else in there cares. Right. But like, even my parents, if they'd been there, they've been happy. But there is such a shared feeling. Like, you get in the car and you're both like, we're totally together on this one emotion.
Yes, that's
totally
awesome.
Totally.
It's such a cool thing to do.
Okay.
John.
Buckle up, you guys. Lightning round.
This is the lightning round.
Okay. Cool.
You want to go?
Am I going first?
Yeah, you're going first.
Okay. Here we go. This is lightning round.
Okay.
Quick answers.
You've seen how quick we are.
Yeah.
This is
got it dialed.
Cut to 30 minutes later.
By the time you get your answer, the mokers will be in here.
Exactly. That's right.
Okay. Side of the bed. Has it been consistent the whole 15 years, and does it stay consistent on vacations?
It switched between these last two houses.
Yeah, and I think it switched before that. I think it switched every house. That's funny. It's gone back and forth.
Is that an intentional thing?
Yeah, is there a methodology there?
I don't think so.
I'm closer to the door.
Yeah.
So I can
case an intruder comes in. On Wild Kirch, we had two bedroom doors.
Yeah.
So, but...
They
had
bars, so it didn't matter.
It's braggy. It's kind of braggy.
I'd say it switched. Right now, I'm right. She's left.
Yeah.
Do y'all vacation? Does that matter?
I don't really think.
I don't know.
It.
I haven't thought about that.
Just wherever someone sets their stuff.
So you don't want to
exactly. Yeah. No, there's no plan. It just, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Kids cry. Who gets up? And then John added, please ask the second part of this question.
Oh, and when you're crying, which kid do you wake up?
I feel like most of the time it's Hillary. Two nights ago
when someone cried out, Ben heard him first.
Yeah. I think like it would mostly be Hillary, but I would say it's not necessarily, like if we're still up and watching something.
Yeah, then it's kind of a...
It feels that's more of a toss-up.
Yeah.
But I mean, we've never talked about like that's a thing. I feel like some of it is probably, I think you hear them more quickly.
Yeah,
like last night you were quickly. Like, one of the boys is knocking on the door and I was literally like, wow.
Well,
I have not heard that.
I was playing basketball with Michael Jordan in Space Jam.
Yeah. So I would say if we're like in bed, it's probably usually you. It is not though, like it's for sure you, but I feel like if we're awake,
it's kind of toss up.
Yeah.
There was a season with ours and it wasn't that long ago. And I felt so honored / I've never felt more underqualified for a role than they were starting to come to me at night.
Wow.
And it was like a six, like even Annie, we had comp, she was like, is there something going on? No, like they would just come to my side of the bed. And I was like, oh my God, thank you. And / like, I don't know. Yeah. Like, hey honey,
can you wake mommy up?
I mean, it was like awful.
I feel like in that regard, they would think I'm probably more likely to say no.
Oh yeah. Or they just know they're dealing with a very limited participant. I mean,
it's like, well, that's the next question. In the middle of the night, if they wake up, who do they come to?
They don't come down.
They really don't come down.
Well, y'all have to go up.
The boys can't.
The bros are we've got a child locked
inside the room.
Respect. Uh-huh. Respect.
Don't tell the fire marshal.
Yeah. Can you send me the Amazon link?
I just feel like, honestly, dude, they're like the velociraptors in Jurassic Park. Like they teach each other stuff.
Yeah,
and it's just like, we can't have 2-3-year-olds wandering around our house.
Yeah.
Because
that feels more dangerous than them being stuck in the room.
They can open all the outside doors. It's just like, I just don't need them to be like, what if we went outside together? I don't need that in our life.
The velociraptors on Jurassic Park is one of the best descriptions.
They are exactly like
that. And they have that sort of like 100%. They're pinging noises to know where each other
and
are.
And like once one learns something, the other one is also like, oh, that's possible.
You essentially have the machine learning of two separate three-year-olds.
Yeah, it's like AI, self-teaching.
I'm not being funny. This is exactly what it's like. Yeah. And so basically like they're unlocking and figuring things out twice as fast, and there's two of them, so they kind of have like a partner in crime. So you're just like, we just don't need
and
you guys.
Their physical
around.
Strength is double. Like their room looks like a jail cell. It is two mattresses on the ground, and that's it. With because they have tipped over everything, they've broken recliners.
Just mass destruction.
Like literally, like the dresser we had in there, they're like pulling out all the drawers, and then we're like, they're gonna stand in one of the drawers, it's gonna fall over.
Yeah. We were going in there, we're hearing these big jumps one night, and they are standing on top of the dresser, just jumping off. Over
in
and
the
over.
In the dark. Yeah,
wait. So if I this makes me laugh really hard. If I open the door to their room, there would be two mattresses on the floor.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Is there anything else?
No.
There's a that's it. They've got
like a bowl of water.
There's a couch.
Is there a volleyball with a face with a handprint on it?
The deal is, it wasn't. Hillary's parents were kind of like, why is it like that? It's like it wasn't always like that. They just kept.
You kept having
we
to
kept
pull.
Eliminating.
Yes. So,
as they that got like as they got and they're really they're not like wild kids
they're
at
really
all.
Not
they're just
wild boys.
They're just 3-year-old boys.
And
there's two of them.
I think there being two of them, it's like. There's always someone to play with, like where it's if it's one kid that's like, I don't really want to jump off this dresser anymore, and they're like, I'll do this forever because I have you to do this with. They had like a glider, like a pretty heavy glider. We came in and they had it like upside down. They were like using the bottom of it like a steering wheel, and I was like, that's gonna fall over on them.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So we and like they're like down to clown. They're like, this is great. We run around our room.
It's I just love this
for activity.
It is.
Well, and even
it looks
the
like
blinds,
a prison.
We have like slat blinds. They're all the way up because they'll break off the blinds. So it's just like the blinds are pulled all the way.
I love this
the
so
strings
much.
Are
the
tied bros. Up.
And the real difficulty is like they are like we realized early on because we'd be like, hey, you guys have to go to bed. You have to go to bed. Mm-hmm. You can't like make them once they're in there. You can't make them do something.
Yeah.
And with just Jane or if there's just one of them. I don't think that like Roy alone would be like, I want to break these blinds
because
it's fun.
Yeah.
But like when there's two of them, we were like, I realized I was like, I can't actually be like, I'm going to like punish you if you don't do this because they're just like dog, we're up here.
Yeah.
We're like,
yeah. Like the mob you mentality.
Can't yes. Make us go to bed. Yes. It's like, yeah. You're right. I can't make you. So I'm not going to ask you to do
so
that.
So what do you do? You just eliminate
everything that we think can hurt them.
All the potential problems.
Yeah.
And then it's just like, you have to do whatever you want.
Yeah. Just, but you are locked in there.
But
yeah,
you are locked in
that
there.
That you have to stay in.
That is unbelievable. Yeah. That makes
and Jane, I feel like.
She just doesn't really come down, knock on wood, very much.
I mean, like, a couple times she's been sick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's not.
But they're kind of up there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They would cry out and then you go up.
I mean, Jane probably wouldn't. If she really needed something,
if she got sick or something, she could not like, wake me up.
She's not like, what's up, guys?
Yeah. What's up? She'll play in her room and play upstairs.
Is there anything more terrifying than waking up to a child staring at you?
No.
Yeah.
Nope. Okay. Zoo or movies with the kids?
Oh, right now, zoo, just so they can be out and about. I feel like we're still in the kind of like, get the physical activity going.
Which is kind of part two of this. Saturday afternoon, you've got the kids, just you. Mm-hmm.
What do you good question.
Let's say 2 hours. What do you do?
I do something out of the house.
Hillary,
I like to get out of the house with them.
One point of friction. I mean, the twins are really hard. Just put that out there.
Yeah.
Just twins in general.
Yes.
You mean, yeah.
We had different. We would butt heads about this a lot. We had different like methods of dealing with that, and I think like Hillary was wanting to like. Maybe fast forward it a little bit where you're like, we can do stuff or whatever.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I'm like, I was more like, we're here. Like we have 1.5-year-old twins. It's going to be hard for a while. And I feel, you know, and it would ebb and flow. Like sometimes we'd go do something and I'd be like, that was really awful. Like it was not a good time. Mm-hmm. And we're not in a better place. They're not in a better place.
Yeah.
And I feel like I kept being like, I watched, I don't remember. It was maybe Naked and Afraid. It was like a Survivor style show. And there was this guy and a girl, and the guy, the premise is the same. It's like, we leave you for 60 days with nothing and you got to figure it out. You get like one rock or something. And the guy was just like, I'm chilling in the shade. They were in a really hot place. And the girl was like, and I'm not saying this to be like, and I was right. This is my approach, which is, I feel like not always right in this regard, but it's just where I'm usually coming from. The girl was like, we came here to thrive. I want to like do stuff. And so she's like, she's basically like, I caught a fish. I did whatever. They ended up having to airlift her out. And the guy was just like, deuces, I'm going to say,
like, right I gained weight.
Right. And so I feel like earlier on, I felt more like that's what we should really do. But now like they're old enough where we can do more stuff.
Yeah.
But,
and they enjoy stuff more.
Yes. But Hillary would totally be like, we're going to go do a thing.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'd be like, what's up, guys? We're going to hang in this house.
Yes.
I'll play catch with the boys. Because I'm just like, it, you know, probably a flaw of my personality is like, it doesn't sound fun to me right now to be like, yeah, let's go eat at Taqueria and be like, don't. It's just like, I'm more like, when recreation is recreation, sign me up. But like, fake recreation where it's like, I guess we did it.
I know.
I think though, I'm also operating out of my own selfishness in that where I'm like, I don't feel like it's super fun to just be here.
Which is fair.
Toys being strewn about. I'm like,
let's just do that in a different location.
Yeah, let's do it somewhere else. And then you don't have to clean up.
To your credit, do a great job. You're like very like, you're in a utilitarian sense, killer at it. You're just like, yeah, like I'm going to, like I'm taking these kids.
Yeah.
If when I'm gone, like you're like, we went and did this, this, and this, and I'd be like, I would never.
Oh, ever.
And Hillary's just like, yeah, whatever.
That's me and Annie exactly the same, Joe. Exactly the same. If I'm like controlled here, I know what's gonna happen.
Yeah.
We get out there and
who knows?
We had more memberships. Like when we had we started having our kids, I was like, where is this place? She's like, oh, you can go for like 27 seconds.
Yeah.
They paint the kid's face. Hillary
would be like, we got to go to Cheekwood and like walk all around and be like, everybody's going to have a bad time. You, me, and the kids.
That was exactly.
But honestly, they end up having a good time.
Yeah. Oh, no, Annie was usually right. I mean, they would be like, to your point, Ben, it'd be like every now and then we all come and go, like everybody's crying.
I think it's been like a sliding scale. Like earlier on.
Yeah. I could have tipped more Ben's way.
I probably was a little more right, and now Hillary's more right.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Andy's kind of always right.
All right, what's the quirkiest trait of the other person?
It's probably going to be hard for Hillary to pick.
You go first. I don't know.
Your quirkiest trait? I think that there are a number of things. It's like the microcosm of this is shortcuts driving. I think there are a number of things that Hillary does thinking that they're more efficient that are actually absolutely not more efficient. Like several times.
Is that met with a lot of confidence?
What?
Is there a lot of confidence in that with her?
What do you
mean? She's kind of like, trust me.
I don't know that you're like, this is absolutely right, but I think...
Sometimes it's a combo of, to use the driving shortcut example, it's like the alchemy of, it's more pleasant to not go on the highway, and it only maybe takes 3 more minutes. Does it take 13 more? It's like
I don't know about that.
I feel like sometimes I think they're actually shortcuts.
I feel like usually she's like, this is actually faster, and I, of course, you know, we both think we were right about this. I'm like... No, faster is being on the faster road the most you can. So, like,
if the object is moving faster,
we're like driving through backyards left and right. We're just like down, you know, like into the woods. And I'm like, or we could be going 55 miles an hour this whole time. And we would have to take one right angle.
We're going to be going so fast the whole time. That's right. Yeah.
But I feel like there are little things like that. That I feel like, and I probably am more like, I want to be like so efficient. And so sometimes there are quirky things like that where I'm just like, I don't know if this is like actually more efficient or not, but I don't know.
That's funny. Okay.
Really, probably a lot to choose.
What was the actual question? What's the quirkiest?
Quirkiest trait.
I would say, and this kind of manifests in a lot of ways, when Ben gets on a kick of something, he's really on it. Whether it's like he just bought himself after Christmas a, what's that called? Remote control airplane. That he's lost already a couple times.
It's like a styrofoam airplane from Amazon.
Yeah.
New propellers are being delivered to the house.
Yeah.
But that, or like if he gets on a kick of like what he likes to eat for breakfast, he stays on that kick. Or like if he gets into something, it's kind of he's fast and furious for an extended time.
Grilling muffins.
Exactly. And he will continue in a very endearing way. I'm saying this in an endearing way. Kind of telling the story and explaining deeper and deeper why it's such a good thing. Like the grilling muffins.
And you're on the receiving end of that.
But kind of like analyzing like, this is why I had to learn to fly the plane a little slower than you'd think. It's just kind of like the layers get deeper and deeper of the kick.
He'll just slowly glazing over.
But it's like his brain is always like working in the kick is like on the receiving end of that. It's like getting all the analysis of why is this a good idea? Yeah. Why is this awesome?
Hillary's definitely just like, you don't have to sell me on this anymore.
I'm here with you. Yeah. But you got to understand the propeller.
She's like, if I say I'm in, do we stop talking about it?
pretty much.
There are times where I'm just like, I don't need any more reasons. Already said yes, we're good. I'm literally good with DX. And Ben's like, but I just want, I'm like, it's fine. We already said yes.
You're running away, hun. Hillary.
Yeah.
Okay, couple quick more. What is something somebody doesn't know about each of you? What's a fun fact?
Are we answering this for ourselves?
For ourselves answering this?
No, opposites.
Okay. That someone wouldn't know about.
Yeah, just like on the onset. Like, did you know Ben? Mm-hmm.
I feel like what I would say for you is I think that you are a very sweet person. I think sometimes... No.
I was waiting for a but.
It's not really a but. It's like an and.
Okay. That'd be a great marriage book. Yeah. It's not a but.
It's an and.
Someone should write that. I think that people immediately who know you like pretty well are like, oh my gosh, you're the sweetest person. And you really are. That's not the case. But I also feel like underneath that, you are like, pretty persistent and pretty like it's not really that. It's like there's more going on underneath that where it's like, oh no, like you're pretty driven, you're pretty like have things that you like want to do in a certain way, and I think that maybe you'd have to know you really well to know that it's like there's more going on than just like, you're the nicest person ever. And I think that is real. It's like, it's not like, oh, you're not really like that. You are really like that. But I feel like if I met you like for 5 minutes, I'd be like, oh, like super sweet. And I feel like you're like super sweet, but also like pretty driven, brilliant. Like you're kind of like, this is sort of
that's
the thing that I want to do, you know?
That's very nice. I think yours, The one that came to mind, I'm like, do people know this about you, though, already? So, sorry if everyone already knows this. But I would say...
Styrofoam airplane.
Yeah, it is like that. He has a really consistent, like, young at heart streak in there. And I think in this phase of life, you know, what mostly gets to show up is, like, hardworking, really, like... I don't know, excellence, integrity, all these kind of almost work mode qualities. But one of the most like consistent things about Ben since we were dating to now is he has this kind of young at heart, like I'm going to buy myself the remote control airplane. Or if he gets like really tickled at something, or if he like thinks something really goofy happens on like a local commercial, he wants to like tape it on his phone. I mean, just there's this like young at heart thing that doesn't always get to, I think, be your primary like way of operating in the world, but it's in there that can I throw this frisbee and hit whatever. That's like not a shtick for Instagram. That's like really been like wanting to do that, make up funny games to compete. That like that's a really strong part of your personality, although I don't think it gets to always be the forefront one at this moment of your life. But yeah, I think that'd be mine.
Also, you are frustratingly good at every game I've ever seen you play.
I feel like as I get older, I don't know if I feel good about that, because I feel like that's
feel bad about it. But you make people feel terrible about their athletic prowess.
But really and truly, I feel like I don't know like the right way to like hold that, because it sounds like I'm not going to swear. It sounds like I'm a butthole if it's like, yeah, I'm probably going to win this game.
Yeah.
I feel weird like putting that into the ether. And I think because of that, I don't want to like push that forward.
Yeah.
But I think if you asked any sphere of friends of my life, they would agree with that. But I think I used to be like, that's kind of cool. And now I feel weird and bad about it, because I feel like there's a little undertone of truth in what you're saying, where it's like, WTF, man. And it's like, I don't want that to be the way that
people feel
about it. Especially
when you're like playing with guys who are like, they're like, no, you're the musician guy. I'm the athlete. Why are you schooling me at this? Like, I played... in college, and you're.
And
I remember
Dan's
one time
just, like,
we went
evil grinning and oblivion.
We this was in the era where we were playing a lot of tennis.
Yes,
you and me.
Are you into pickleball now? I've gotten into pickleball.
I've played a couple times.
Okay,
we can play.
Let's come on in.
But we went on, you know, and Ben would beat me regularly.
I don't feel like
I mean, it was close, but you were definitely ahead.
Okay,
and we went on a run one day, and I was like, all right, here we go. Like, we're not going to be racing, but I want to make it clear, like, hey, I'm the runner here. And I'm like, I don't even know if Ben runs. I don't think Ben runs. I run. And we ran, and the whole time, I had asked you a specific question about something, so you were telling me this story the whole time. And
which was a smart move by you.
Exactly. And I got home, and I told Amy, I was like, I think Ben could probably like outrun me. I'm like, son of a, you know, yeah. Come on.
He's like, I just learned Rhapsody in Blue this year, by the way.
He is good. Even board games, just to pile on here.
Great.
Okay. I feel like, because I would think Ben's more athletic than me. He obviously can like, it's better at music. There are things where I'd be like, this is your turf.
Yeah.
I'm not a very competitive person. Would you say true?
I would. I should have said this for your thing.
I really am not very competitive. Like, I am, when I ran high school cross country, I just remember thinking at the beginning, like, if we all didn't go fast when they set to go, then it would be easier. So I don't have a super, I mean, I get competitive maybe like watching the Razorbacks play, but not for myself.
Yeah.
And my most competitiveness that can come out is when I am playing against Ben in a board game.
Oh,
and I'm like, this
so
should
much.
Be equal footing. Why are you winning this game? We have the same skills at this. And because I'm like, other things, I'm like, I've already signed off that you're better at X,
you
Y, and
that.
Z.
There's got to be a board game where it's like, essay questions for an English.
That's it, yeah.
I would love it if you wrote up a game. Like, you hand wrote it out. Yeah, it took you like a year, and you presented it to Ben, and there was just no way he could win.
Yeah. But I feel like you handle it graciously. You're not a sore winner. I mean, you're not.
I think that's the part of it that I'm like, as I get older, I'm like, I don't love this, because I'm just like, and I don't like win everything. But I feel like, at first it was like, haha, LOL. And now it's like, I can feel like tiny bits sometimes where I feel like people are like, this isn't awesome. And I, internally, I want to be like, I'm trying not to make it like that. I'm yeah, like, right. I'm not trying to be like, let's all play a game, okay? But then when we play, it's kind of like, I don't know.
You're like, I just happen to be amazing at this, and I'm so sorry. That's sorry, a guys.
I would say though, you are fun to play games with. I don't feel like I don't want to want to play. You're fun. You're like a fun team player, good sport. Like you're fun to play
yeah.
games with.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Last question.
It take it there.
If you guys wrote a book on marriage, what would the title be?
I mean, I think we already did that.
Yeah,
did we do that?
It's not a but. It's an and.
It's not a but. Oh my gosh.
Come on, Doug.
Yeah. That's good. Probably pretty accurate to what we would actually
I agree. I think that is right.
It's more it's than one thing. It's a profound statement.
It really is.
Yeah, it's what if it always was, more than one thing.
It's not a but, it's an and, but...
That's actually really good.
That is good.
That's really good.
I think we'll write that book.
Thank you all a million times.
This was so fun.
Y'all are real sweet to have us.
Fun to hang out with you guys again.
Yeah, this was very fun.
Just move back.
Yeah. I know. Maybe. This was all a ploy to kind of just give us a
It's
taste.
A good sales pitch. Feels really nice.
Bring the bros.
Bring the bros.
How you doing, Dave? You need your yard mode. Something wrong with your engine?
Dude, the bros will run these streets.
Bro, they terrify me.
One day.